What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Discount. I can't even fucking. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Disconnected Gamers Podcast, episode 49. I'm one of your hosts, Andrew, also known as J-Bun. With me, as always, it's your boy Mike.
It's still always gonna be me, yo. You know, your girl knows.
Your girl knows. Oh, God. One day, my friend will, like, happen upon the podcast and be like, that's that thing we had going back in the day. I'll be like, straight up. Anyways, it is Sunday. It's December 13th. We've had to restart the podcast. So the reason we are laughing is because I started off by doing the intro to the Game Over Gaga show. And it was hilarious. But moving forward. I'll just cut right into it. We'll skip the chit chat because we already did the chit chat and you guys missed out on it.
Itty gritty.
Because the call recorder broke. You got yourself an Xbox One recently. You've got a couple video games. What do you have? Move that van.
You already know. Let's see.
Yeah, I know. Just tell me again and I'll pretend like I didn't know the first time.
Of course, you know, rocking the Halo collection, Master Chief collection.
Yep.
Recently picked up Halo 5,
yep.
Titanfall, Rare Replay, and Just Cause 3.
Nice. Hey, did when you got your Xbox, did it come with Gears?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It was a token thing.
Did you also get, like, Ori or whatever? Ori and the Blind Forest? Did that come with it too or no?
Nope, just the Gears bundle.
All right, I saw a couple different versions that were on sale recently, and I wasn't sure which one you got.
Something interesting about the Xbox One bundles now. The 500 gig is just the standard, like, basic bundle now. Like, there's no headset, nothing. It's just the console. That's it. And the, you know, HDMI and power, you know, supply. If you get the terabyte, that's where you get the headset and the, you know, the more.
You're like, you're cutting in and out. I don't know if it's.
Cutting out?
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
It's not staticky. It's just like, I don't know if it's like your mic is maybe doing something weird. Yeah, because that was the weird thing too when you were like, there's no headset with it. And I'm like, what the fuck? There was a headset with mine.
Yeah.
And then somebody else who I follow on Twitter.
Yeah, checked the annual site. Nope, no headset.
No headset. Yeah, because.
Like I had it crossed out. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, because Tony, who writes for the Coalition at Romudeath on Twitter, I don't think he's listening, but he might be. He was saying like there's no headset in the box, and I'm like, there's no way, it should be this. And I sent him like I sent him the same thing. I sent him the picture of the headset, or at least I think I sent him a picture of the headset. And I was like, no, it comes with like a one earpiece, you know, clicks into the bottom of the controller. I think it's weird that they just kind of took that out, but
yeah.
I get it. I mean, the difference I will say this is the Xbox headset is a like their cheap included headset is nicer than the earbud thing you get with the Sony.
Right.
The difference
yeah.
of the
That's
Sony one is the Sony one is just a generic earbud. It's got a little on-off switch, and you can like throw it in your pocket or use it for your phone or whatever. Like the Xbox one is literally just for your Xbox because it clicks into the weird port. It doesn't have like a headphone jack.
Right.
But I thought that was interesting that they don't include it anymore. I mean, and I guess that's fine. That's their way of cutting costs.
Yeah.
But at the same time, the PS4. Was still being packaged with the headset. But no HDMI cable. That's the one thing I think is the Xbox has the HDMI cable included. And that's not cheap.
Yeah, my PS4 came with an HDMI.
Did it really?
Yeah. Mine did. I mean, maybe the newer bundles, they don't include the HDMI
mine's
anymore.
A fucking launch day, and I don't think I got a HDMI
cable. Mine came with one.
I got screwed out of an HDMI cable.
Maybe Walmart was like, here, let's open all of them and throw HDMIs in there.
Yeah, well, it would have been Amazon because they shipped it to me. And it wasn't the UPS guy because I literally watched him walk it up from the driveway. I was like waiting for him. I'd been like waiting for the truck. I was like sitting out, like peeping out the window, waiting for the truck to roll by. Every time I heard like a loud engine, I was like, it's the UPS man. It's like Christmas come early.
Right.
Nice. And I'll never forget it too because it came in a box like 2.5 times the size of the PS4,
which is weird when they do that.
And it had like a bazillion air packs in it, and then the extra, and then that extra hard drive that I had bought to swap into it. because I swapped to a terabyte right off of launch.
That's right.
But you can't swap the hard drive in an Xbox One. You got to use an external.
Mm-hmm.
But I did see this cool add-on for an Xbox where it literally clips onto the left side where the disk drive is, and it basically looks identical to the Xbox, and it has a built-in fan, and it adds like two USB 3.0 points, ports, rather, and it holds a 2.5-inch hard drive in it. So you literally
for the
just,
Xbox or
for
the PS4?
Xbox? No, for the Xbox. Oh. So it clips right onto the side of the Xbox, and then you can use it as just a USB port and an extra fan, or you can throw your 2.5-inch hard drive in it, and it literally just mounts right to it. And then that's kind of nice because it's cleaner, keeps it out of the way.
Not bad.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. But, I mean, right now I'm not worried about running out of space on my Xbox, so.
Right, yeah.
I am getting
you
there,
have
though.
The terabyte, right? Nope. Or you have the...
I got a 500.
500, okay.
That 500.
For some reason, I thought you had a terabyte.
I wish, but no. Nope. And I need to... Oh, man, I need to re-up my PlayStation Plus soon, and I still haven't found a cheaper deal. The cheapest I can find is $49.99, which is just, like, the going rate.
Yeah, I paid mine, whatever, earlier summer, whatever, after, something like that. I do need to re-up on Xbox Live, though. I keep using trial codes I get.
Yeah, well, that place that was selling them for $35 on eBay is done. They're not selling them at $35 anymore. They're now $41, I think. Still cheap.
$35
would have been a solid deal to snag.
Yeah. And there are deals now. It's like, oh, get $20 off Xbox Live.
If you buy a console.
Xbox One. Yeah. It's like,
fuckers.
Come on.
I mean, I think they're trying to do that to force people into buying one at, you know, Christmas. They'll be like, oh, I want to get my kid a video game machine. Which one's the better deal? And then, of course, you know, everyone's
like,
going to be like, well, this one plays your old games and it comes with the thing and the blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
What about my PlayStation 2 games? Well, you can rebuy them for like $10 to $15 each and emulate them on a PS4.
Yeah.
So no disc. That was confirmed. No disc.
No disc.
For the PS4 to like read PS2 games. You don't unlock them like the Xbox. They confirmed that. You have to buy them.
Mm.
And they're not going to be like $5. They're $10 to $15.
Right, yeah. Say at least get some kind of discount. It's like if you own this title.
That's my thing. Yeah, if you own it,
email Sony the UPC, and
they're not gonna fucking do it though. They're gonna be like whatever.
Yeah,
you paid for Super Mario Brothers on the Wii Store. You can pay the money for this if you want Final Fantasy VII to emulate and all that fun shit. Which is why I'm glad that I'm not doing it, because I don't care. I'm not subscribing to that. I won't be your hype man.
Nope. Problem.
Yeah, not my chin, not my problem. No way. No way. Anyways, the heart of the
Xbox.
Yeah, the heart of the topic today is mostly going to be Uncharted 4: A Thief's End multiplayer beta, which to the uninitiated, Colin and Greg comes to you live every morning. You could only play the Uncharted 4 beta if you owned the Nathan Drake collection.
Correct.
And I think that was kind of a bummer.
They claimed if you at least have some kind of save file,
it would work. So you could borrow the game from a friend if you had it as a physical copy. But if you were like me and had it as digital, then that didn't work. You know, in theory, you could have game shared it to your account,
right.
created a save file, and then it would have allowed you to download the beta. But that was
otherwise
you were shit out of luck.
It's OL, yep. Big time.
But I get it. You know, it keeps the player pool low. It eliminates, you know, some of the
tryhards, I guess.
Well, not even tryhards, but like the people who are just gonna play the beta like once.
And then be like,
the game sucks, blah blah blah.
Sell my copy.
It probably doesn't help. Well, you wouldn't need the copy after that. You could just buy it and then return. You could have bought it and returned it, I guess.
Returned it. That's true.
I mean, I think that the Nathan Drake collection is a worthwhile purchase. That said,
especially
I did not have to buy it. So, you know, if you enjoyed the games or you never played them before, it would have been nice to have it pre the beta, because I mean, at this point, now if you want to get the Nathan Drake collection, it would solely be to play the Nathan Drake collection.
True.
I was kind of thinking the last like day or two and hoping that maybe they'll release another, like they're going to pull the beta down tomorrow morning at like 9 a.m. Probably Pacific, if I had to guess. And I was thinking that what they would do is pull the beta down, give it like a week and a half of refinements, updates, maybe change it from like team deathmatch to an objective based map type, and then relaunch the beta at like Christmas, because I have to imagine there's people with wrapped Nathan Drake collection PS4s under their tree.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and they might want to get on this action. So I'm kind of hoping that maybe they show a little love to those people and relaunch the beta in between now and March. My guess is they probably won't, but...
You know, yeah, I agree, but... Yep, it's true. It would be pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Especially for the ones that were like, I don't want to pick it up right away.
Well, and it would be nice, too, because it gives them a taste of what's coming, you know? Like, you just got the PS4, now you get the Uncharted collection, and like, oh, here's a small snippet, you know, a little bit of
the last tale, yeah.
Well, not even the last tale, but just like, you're getting the three games that come with it, but they're three old games, right? They're three games that didn't exist on PS4, but you're going to get access to what is going to be natively built for the PS4 with that in mind. So.
Right, yeah, that's true.
Plus, none of those three games have a multiplayer component, so.
Right. It's just a single player experience, which...
I mean, granted, there's tons of other free games right now that you could play, like with multiplayer. Like you could play Blacklight, or you could get into the Drawn to Death beta, probably pretty easy at this point, and that's multiplayer. You could get into Warframe or whatever. I mean, there's a bunch of games. It's not like there's a shortage, but
yeah, still, like you said, it would be nice.
Yeah, and I mean, there's the verdict's still out. They could. It doesn't seem like they're going to, but I would kind of hope that they're like, hey, for Christmas, we're going to put the beta back out.
Yeah,
you know, have fun.
Mm-hmm. But I don't see them doing that.
It doesn't seem likely. But
no.
My opinion, it's fun, man. It's fun.
I have heard good things.
It's not like so serious of a game that like, you have to take it seriously, but it's also
so it's not like
it's not.
Oh,
like
sorry, go ahead.
No. Go ahead. What? Not like what?
I was just saying. So it's not like it's not a huge learning curve, I guess. Where you were saying, you don't have to take it super, super seriously.
I mean, if you played Uncharted 2 and Uncharted 3, you're not going to have any problems. There's not very much game mechanics wise that you need to like learn. But in terms of a multiplayer game. You know, it's team-based, but it's faster-paced than, like, The Last of Us was, right? Because you can run around and stuff, but you can't throw grenades back. You can't pick up weapons that are dropped on the ground like you could in Uncharted 3 and Uncharted 2. So you're stuck with whatever weapons you have. There's no power weapons in the map to go pick up at any point in time.
Right.
There's no grenades lying around on the map. They recharge. Kind of like Destiny.
Interesting.
And you can upgrade them in-game with money. The same way you could upgrade in The Last of Us. So you could like upgrade your pistol with like parts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, faster reload, bigger magazine, whatever. You could do that.
Yes.
You build a...
So it's...
What?
Oh, no, I was just saying, so it seems like they took some...
They took a lot from The Last of Us.
Last of Us.
Think The Last of Us, but with running and jumping, wall swinging with the ropes, you know, and but heavily team-based, right? Like, you are constantly having to be, like, aware of what is completely around you, right? In The Last of Us, you kind of allowed, the game kind of allowed you, because it was so slow, to kind of have a tunnel vision and really only focus on what's in front of you. But in The Last of Us, you've got to keep moving, because if you don't, you're just going to get completely surrounded. Like, I can't tell you how many times I was like, yeah, I got this guy, and I'd start shooting at him, and then I'd be getting shot in the back.
Yep. because his buddy showed up.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing, right? There is a radar, which is everyone's like, oh man, I can't believe there's a radar in the game. It's so dumb. With the fucking Land Before Time. Like, fuck, just relax, dude. One, the radar, it's just a gray square with, like, your teammates on it. It doesn't have an outline of the map. You can't see, like, where the walls are so that you know, like, to run around an area. Like, it's just a square. And it's not, like, so exact position-wise because it's just the square. There's the only relative thing you have is you on the map.
Hmm.
And, like, your teammates show up. But that's it. Like, the only other time things show up on the map is, like, people who shoot and when people throw, like, totems or special mysticals, which is, like, which is like your Destiny super, right? You get to tap the R1L1s at the same time to call them. I have played mostly, like, commando support character type. Because you know how in The Last of Us you'd build your loadout and then you'd pick, like, the two weapons you want? And then, or if you didn't want to, you know, you wanted to save points, you just use like a secondary or no primary or whatever.
Correct.
Yep. And then you do all the, like, you do all the boosters for like faster revives, being able to mark enemies, and then, you know, explosion expert one or explosion expert two and all that fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That replaced kickbacks in Uncharted. So you have the loadout system from The Last of Us. So I have my custom loadout set up, and basically the loadout that I ran for most of this game was the HS39, which is like a fully automatic rifle. I ran the Para 45, which is just a 45 pistol, and then my mystical was the Chintamani stone, which basically when you call the bumper, it sends out kind of like a targeted area for revive. So if you've got enemies that are down, you just hit the bumpers and it'll automatically revive them. You don't have to go up and hold triangle on them like in The Last of Us.
Oh, dang, nice.
Yeah. The other cool thing about reviving enemies in Uncharted 4 is that they can move. You know, in The Last of Us, you had to be you couldn't move when you were reviving. You were locked to wherever you were stuck. In Uncharted 4, they can crawl away and you can kind of crawl behind them while reviving them. So you can try and get to cover if you're like out in the open.
Nice.
The other cool thing is if their timer's running out and you're like trying to huff it across the map to get to them and you have something like the Chintamani stone, you can just call it when you get like within range of them and they're immediately revived. Like it's an instant revival. That's the best part about it. That's why I like it the most. I still do use one of the boosters that is called Helping Hand, which gives you the ability to revive faster.
Right. Just, you know, why not?
Well, because I get points for that, too, so
if I don't, well,
and you have to purchase the Chintamani stone, you get two of them each time you purchase it, but every time you purchase it in-game, it costs more money. So, like, you have
to... So, it's like you can't just keep using one, or using it.
No. Because, like, the first time I think you call it, it's 500, and then the next time it's, like, 600, and then the next time it's 900. You can stack four in your inventory... and so then you have four ready to go, but at that point you're already out like $1,100 if you haven't used them, and you only get $50 per revive. So instead of like getting, you had to earn parts or pick up parts in The Last of Us, you pick up money. So you get $100 for a down, $50 for a KO, $25 on an assist, $50 on a revive, or if you have one of the perks that I use is called Loose Change. And every time you die, wherever you died, there's loose change, and you can go pick it up. And you get $50 or you get $75, depending on which level of loose change you have.
Nice.
So I always use that so that every time I died, I could go pick up money, and then that would help me get my mysticals faster or buy my heavy weapon faster. Because you know, in The Last of Us, you could like buy the like the El Diablo pistol, or the M4 or whatever. It's the same thing in this. You can buy the RPG, you can buy a 44, you can buy a grenade launcher, a heavy sniper rifle. You know, same. It's the same concept. It's just the like same faster. Concept, you know, you can use for instead of like grenades, right? So you can do for your gear, you can use a grenade, right? Which it recharges, and then that upgrades three times. And when you upgrade it fully, you can carry two, and it detonates a little bit faster so that it'll blow up, you quicker if you're just trying to chuck it right at somebody.
Nice.
You can do a revive pack, which is basically like you're throwing a health kit to somebody, and it'll as long as they're like within the like small area. It's a much smaller area than like the Chintamani stone, but it'll revive allies.
So essentially, like battle, kind of battlefieldish style.
Kind of battlefieldish, but
kind of,
but like. Unlike The Last of Us, Uncharted 4 has regen, health regen. So if you crouch behind a wall, your health will regen. But if you're downed, you need to be revived.
Gotcha.
But you can throw the revive pack at somebody, and it will revive them. It's just, it's wicked slow. But
gotcha.
If you needed to buy yourself time until you got to them, you could throw a revive pack and then like move over there and revive them too.
Oh, well, that works.
Yeah. So... you can get a, you can use a landmine, which they, oh my god, they fucking suck. I hate the landmines. It's the one, it's the
stubborn.
One thing in the, yeah, because I always am like running around and then it's like, boom, you hit a landmine. It's like the,
so
it's like the
just...
nail bombs in The Last of Us, right? You never, you never see them coming, you know, people are,
well
people
placed.
Are just putting them right. Yeah. They're putting them like right in the main path. And it sucks, too, because it totally – it screws with the pacing of the game, in my opinion. Because,
right.
like, the game is designed for you to be running around and shooting people. It's not designed for, like, slow-moving stealth where you might see that bomb before it happens. So – and it's pretty much an instant down.
Mm. Did they keep the tagging system from – what's it called?
Yes, but you have to have a booster to use it.
Mm.
I don't know that I don't know if I can mark without the booster for marking.
Right.
But you, so anyway, so you've got the grenade, the revive pack, the mine. You've got C4, which basically you throw it to something and then it'll detonate when you hit down on the D-pad.
Yeah, standard C4. Yeah.
Yeah, and then you can use a smoke bomb, which I never saw like a single person use. I think once or twice people used smoke bombs.
No one cares about the smoke
bomb. No, smoke bomb gets no love. But as far as the boosters go. Helping hand increases speed of revives. Down but not out gives you more health when you're in the down state. So like you have more time to be revived basically, which is that's whatever. Deep cover gives you ability to basically it gives you more accuracy when you're shooting from like a crouched position when you're blind firing or whatever.
Yeah.
Marking gain the ability to mark enemies with LP with L3, exposing them to your team. Gear revive, you get more gear by reviving players, which basically gear revive, I think, just gives it just charges your grenade faster. I think that's what it means.
Oh, it's not like a okay.
So if you I revive guess. A player, it charges your grenade a little bit faster.
That's not too bad then.
No. And then treasure hunter makes finding treasure easier and more profitable. There's random treasure around the map, and you can go pick it up, and it'll give you like $200.
I say, is it still like Uncharted, the previous Uncharted, or they changed that?
It's kind of the same thing. Sometimes there's relics, you know, and you get the different relics, and I'm assuming eventually those would unlock like power, like special weapons. So instead of like the 9mm, it'd be like Drake's 9mm or Elena's whatever from Uncharted 3. But there's no like custom weapons or anything like that at this point.
Wow.
There's no like getting the silenced version of a weapon like in, you know, The Last of Us where it was like the semi-automatic and then the silent semi-automatic. There's none of that. Though somebody said there's a rumor that they might add like weapon customization in some way.
So, not against that.
Yeah. There's a headshot one that gives you more rewards on headshots, explosive awareness.
Nice.
Which just tells you, where they are. But it's the same kind of concept.
It's...
You build your loadout. Right now, you have 25 points. The loadout points may change depending on what it is. But like my loadout is, this is 25 points right here. The HS-39 auto rifle, the Para-45, the Chintamani Stone, C4, the Barak 44 pistol as or revolver as my purchasable weapon, the Savior sidekick. Oh, that's right. You know how there's like sidekicks in the game? Mm-hmm. You basically, if you get enough money, you can call in a support character. And so the Savior will just run around and like revive people and like give you gear charging. Like it'll just come by and be like, take this gear. And your grenade will like charge up like 25% faster when you're near him for like a second. Cool. And like he'll shoot enemies, but generally not. There's a sniper sidekick, there's the brute sidekick, and then there's like the hunter sidekick, and basically he runs wicked fast but has no health. But he'll come up behind an enemy and grapple them, so they have to mash triangle to get free, but basically he's holding them so you can just shoot him.
Nice.
Yeah. It's not bad. I hate it when I get grappled, but
But it's useful when you're using it.
Yeah, I mean I generally just run the savior perk, but because I like the ability for them to be reviving me or reviving a teammate. Again, right. It's because I play that like commando support, right? Like I've got the fully automatic weapon and the 45, which are hard hitting weapons, but then I've got like the Chintamani stone, and then I was using C4, but I would probably go back to grenades because you only get one C4, and I'd rather have two grenades than one C4.
Two grenades, yeah.
And then it's like the 44 revolver, which you get 6 bullets every time you buy it, and it's 2 to down. 2 shots will down an enemy. And then Helping Hand, Treasure Hunter, Deep Cover, and Loose Change for boosters. Nice. But if you wanted, you could just say, screw it, I'm not going to use a pistol, and just like, then you get like an extra 1 or 2 loadout points depending on the weapon you want. Because you can...
So...
Go ahead.
I was just saying, you essentially just take in 2 primaries then?
No, it'll only let you use a pistol for the second choice.
Ah, okay. Gotcha.
But you've got the 9mm pistol, the Para-45, there's a scoped pistol, which is kind of like the El Diablo, the Rafika, the Uzi, a revolver, and then the Pistoli, you know, which used to be the power weapon, right?
Right.
Now it's a secondary weapon you can just have. It's high damage, but it's not like the Pistoli was in Uncharted 3. Yeah.
Ah, so they toned it down.
Mm-hmm. Well, because now there's no power weapons in the map, so it's kind of like, well, they have to throw those guns in at some point, right?
True.
As far as like just a regular primary weapon, you get your AK, your FAL, the M14 sniper, the XCR, which is like a submachine gun, the MP34 submachine gun, there's a semi-automatic rifle, there's a scoped auto rifle, another sniper rifle, and then a pump shotgun. But again, I mean, this could all change. They could add a ton more guns. You know, if there's special guns that you can get, like, you know, back in Uncharted 3, it was like Drake's 9mm, Eddie's 9mm, Elena's 9mm, the E3 9mm, you know?
Is there going to be any form of DLC, or has that not been announced yet?
Nothing. They haven't said anything yet. Okay. My assumption is that they will, because that's what they always do.
Right, because I'm just wondering if they're going to...
Backpacks or weapons. There's already an in-game store to buy, like, taunts and outfits and stuff, so my guess is that I'm sure they'll come out with some stuff later.
Follow the vein of a season pass or not?
No idea. There's no Carlton yet, so I mean, if you were hoping to get the Carlton, you might have to spend $1,
right?
Because I'm sure, just like Uncharted 3 and Uncharted 2, they'll kind of microtransaction you for the dumb stuff.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
You know, hopefully it won't be like The Last of Us, where like you had to buy the weapons, otherwise you could only use them in the preset loadouts, which is kind of bogus. But
it's weird, yeah.
But, I mean, I enjoyed it. I had fun playing it. It's nice to – I mean, it's just nice to play it again because it's been so long, you know. And it's again, you don't have to take it seriously. You can sit there and kind of trash talk.
Nice.
So I'm happy to see it making its return. I'm happy to see that it's in good shape.
Right. It hasn't aged in a terrible way.
Oh no, it didn't age at all, because this one is so fresh in comparison.
It's so fresh,
to like,
yeah.
Uncharted 3, right? Which a lot of people have been complaining. They're like, you know, and
we miss Uncharted 3
people miss Uncharted 2. And Chicken, I was playing with Chicken a couple times, and he made a very good point. And I think that this is an interesting thought, and it does make sense. It totally holds water as far as I'm concerned. His argument is, The Last of Us 2 is eventually going to come out at some point, right? They're going to make it. So why bother pulling elements from The Last of Us to put in Uncharted's multiplayer? Because eventually The Last of Us 2 will come out and it will have multiplayer. So why not leave The Last of Us multiplayer separate from Uncharted and just pull from Uncharted 2 and 3 and use those and use that same kind of formula for Uncharted.
Fair enough.
Right,
I agree
because
with that.
In theory, it's like they are two different games. They do have two different multiplayers. Why then try and merge the two?
Right? Yeah, exactly.
However, I do believe that there are things that The Last of Us did really well that can easily come into Uncharted 4.
Right.
You know, if
Uncharted territory.
And you know what? Yeah, if they re-released Uncharted 2, like, as Uncharted 4's multiplayer, like, I think people would be like, this is boring. I've already played this. You know, I think there
right,
is
no,
that.
Yeah, exactly.
I think people like to say, like, I want the same thing. And it's like, but you know,
that only
works on Call of Duty, you know?
Yeah.
It really only works on Call of Duty. Generally mm-hmm. speaking, you do actually want something different because you bitch either way.
It's true.
So that was that was that. I mean, I mean, I don't know how many hours I'm into the game. I don't think there's a way for
to
it
check.
To tell me. I just know that I
am. You've raked in a good amount.
I made it to level 8 in the beta, which is the highest you can get, and I've unlocked a bunch of stuff. But it doesn't.
I'm assuming nothing carries over to the full game.
Probably
they want
not.
Everyone fair level. Based.
Yeah, I would imagine so. Only because, especially at the first day or two of the beta, the djinn, which is one of the mysticals, you could zip around. It was the fire one where you can where Elena does in the teaser video where she's like zipping around the map. Basically, it lasted like forever,
okay.
And if you died when you respawn, you have whatever time left on it. Like you don't lose it. And the same thing with purchasable weapons. So, like, if you bought a grenade launcher and you didn't use all the grenades and you got killed, when you respawn, you have it still. You don't lose it. It's not like a care package.
Right.
In Call of Duty where, like, once you call that care package and you get whatever the perk is, you know, sometimes mm-hmm. But I think, in, like, Modern Warfare 2 and 3, you lost them. I think now
lost
you keep them. But I think... back in the day when you died, you lost them. Yeah, so you don't lose any of that stuff, which is nice.
Nice.
But
that works then.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, whatever. It's, I don't know. They patched the hell out of this thing. It's patched. They're on 1.09. Like they patched it basically. I want to say like nine. Well, I don't know if that means they patched it 9 times, but they patched it a handful of times. They patched it while we were at PSX. They rolled out a patch that day, and then they rolled out another patch, I think, last night, and then they rolled out a patch during their live stream when Naughty Dog was streaming it all day on Friday?
Oh, jeez.
So basically, like, you know, they patched it, like, twice in 2 days, and they patched it during PSX, which was, like, the day after they launched it.
Dang.
So clearly, they're taking note to, you know, make adjustments and things like that, which is nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, so in as far as the beta goes, I've earned $110,000 out of, and, like, to hit level 9 in the beta, you need $10 million, and, like, I don't think that's going to happen.
But, oh, jeez.
You know.
Unless you
but
not
like
go to
you're,
bed.
You're,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're averaging, you know, anywhere from, like, 2,000 to 4,000 per match, so... I don't know whatever that would equate to.
You still have to play a lot, though.
Yeah, you'd have to play a lot to hit 10 million. 10 million is, like, unattainable.
Right.
But, yeah, to get 100,000, that's... But whatever, I'm sure there's somebody who's got, like... I think Sancho West said he had, like, 500,000, and that was the other day.
Jeez.
So he's been playing quite a bit.
Yeah, apparently.
But it's fun. I mean, it's fun. Like, I was playing it all day, and I didn't get bored of it, you know? And that was playing with teammates.
And that's good,
by
though.
Solo, you know? And it's the same.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a little stale with the same two maps, because there's only two maps that you can play, and it's always Team Deathmatch.
Right, yeah.
But it's not terrible.
Mm-hmm. It should be nice to add, obviously, more content, more variety.
Yeah, if I could try, like, a 3-team deathmatch or... objective deathmatch, you know, but we don't get we don't got none of that at the moment,
Right.
So I'm assuming it's more like, here's, of course, it's just a teaser. This map won't be unlocked in the full game, et cetera,
oh,
et cetera,
I'm sure these two maps are in the full game, yeah. And I'm sure there'll be other maps, too. It's just a matter of, you know, we're not going to get to see them until...
Right. Well, I'm sure if there's demand, they'll be like, oh, you know, whatever, Christmas. Here's a here's one new map and a different match type to try or something.
Yeah.
I mean, I highly doubt, but that'd be cool.
Yeah, it would be nice for them to pull. It would be nice if they just made it an open beta, too. I doubt they will, but you never know.
Never say never.
Never say never. The back down.
The backening.
The backening. Never back down. The back down. But.
Well, I mean, I guess. Of course, every concern will be addressed in the full game. But as of now, it seems like it's definitely. It'll definitely be worth playing.
Yeah.
Once it's out.
Yeah, I mean, I was impressed at how much patch-wise they had done to, like, update things in the game. You know?
Right.
And also, it was cool to see how much they're, like, responding to... I was, you know, you go on the forums, it was like naughtydog.com/U4beta. You know, they're all seemingly very aware of what people want and what people don't like and what people like and kind of tweaking based off of that, which is nice.
Nice.
You know, and my guess is that's because they want to make sure that it's as fun and balanced as it could possibly be.
Right.
So.
Getting your money's worth.
Yeah, it's like, I'm sure there's going to be people who are just OP at it. Like, Triple Rec was, he was streaming and, like, you know, he was doing well. But, like, when I was playing, I was almost always top first or second place every match I played.
Nice.
I think part of it, though, is because you're ranked by how much money you've earned. And because I use things like loose change and Treasure Hunter, I get more money for different things. So, like, I may not have had the most kills or downs, but I generally had the most money, so that put me in first place.
That said,
on a bunch of matches, I was legitimately far and away first place. Like, on an average level, I would say $800 to $1,000 more than everyone else on the other team.
Dang.
So... You know, the downs and KOs things is kind of annoying because you can clearly see, like, who's stealing your kills, you know? Two downs, like, six KOs, but you've got, like, 10 downs and three. And it's like, oh, so I didn't get seven of my downs, you know? Sometimes people get revived, but...
Yeah, still, it's like...
You know, and I always have a million revives because I use the Chintamani Stone, and it's so easy because it's like, oh, a teammate's down near me, and they're behind a wall. Oh, Chintamani Stone, because I can revive them through a wall, basically.
Nice.
That's kind of cheesy. It's kind of cheesy, but...
Pretty sure people are like, what the
if
heck?
If I'm undercover, if I'm behind cover and they're on the other side of it, I can just revive them before I have to go out and get damaged, you know?
It's true.
So...
It has its perks.
Yeah. And I'm sure that they will adjust it accordingly. Only because one of the things that I noticed back in the day, and by back in the day, I mean like the first or second day of the beta, was I threw the Chintamani Stone and got downed and crawled into my revive thing, and it revived me. And I'm like, that's almost way too OP because it lasted long enough that I could crawl into it.
Right, it's like
faster, like, you know, whatever the rate is that you like, it throws onto the ground and then that's it, you know. So like, you can't throw it and then have a teammate crawl into it. You got to throw it on the teammate.
Dang.
But like the area that it hits is big enough that you don't have to be like right on top of them, which is nice.
That works then.
Yeah. So I mean. I don't know. If people played the beta, like, seriously, let me know what you thought. I'm really curious to see what people thought. Because I think it was fun. I think it was a hell of a lot of fun.
Sounds like it's fun.
You know, it's like going back in time. It's not nice. Uncharted 2. It's not Uncharted 3.
No.
But it's close.
But still, you know? Yeah, it's still worth playing.
Yeah. For show.
So... I don't want to say sorely based off just playing the beta. Would it be a day one purchase for you then for Uncharted 4 or?
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, it was probably going to be a day one purchase anyways.
Anyways,
I mean,
okay.
I know I don't. I know I have said multiple times, look, I'm not buying any more games on day one. But like, I think
right,
I
not
think,
a day one.
I think Uncharted 4 is an exception to that rule, right? I think when it comes to Uncharted 1, it's the single player experience you're buying the game for. So ultimately, I wouldn't be worried about a game breaking bug with like Master Chief Collection rendering me unable to play multiplayer, which was the reason I bought it at the time. So I wouldn't be too worried about that, right? Like when I bought The Last of Us Remastered, I bought it to play online.
Yeah, exactly.
When they were having like day one multiplayer issues, that was frustrating, but they figured it out in a day. So if I bought Uncharted 4, I'm probably going into the single player. You know, I'm probably not going straight to multiplayer.
MP.
I'm sure there are people who will. I'm sure there's going to be a bunch of people who just go straight to multiplayer just to rank up, you know?
Right.
So they can make sure that they claim their stakes on the leaderboards, but that's generally not me.
That ain't me.
But, yeah, I think it'll be a day one purchase. The question now is whether or not I get a physical copy or I get it digitally.
Yeah, that's true.
It pains me a little bit to think about the fact that I'm considering getting it digitally and not physically.
Physically?
Because I just, you know, I like buying the games and having the real copy. So it's
correct.
It's a little strange to be like, nah, I'll just get the
I'll skip the lines. Let's get the lines now.
Preload it. Start playing right when it's, you know, right when it goes live.
Yeah, it's definitely a tough decision.
But, you know, when I think about it, it's like I've got Destiny digitally. I've got Fallout 4 digitally. I've got the Nathan Drake Collection digitally.
Yep.
You know?
Well, to be fair, though, two of those you actually didn't have to purchase.
That is true. Two of them I was gifted. I was gifted the games, and so I wouldn't have ever complained either way.
Right.
But yes, you're right. I didn't necessarily get to make that choice.
Yeah. Not that that's a bad thing.
No, it's not. It's just there is something to say about having a collection of the games. Mm-hmm. I mean, at this point, it doesn't even. It's not like I would be completing the set. I don't even own Uncharted 2.
Really?
The only owning of it is in the Nathan Drake collection. Yeah, I had.
Oh,
that
wow.
That was one of the games that I had. My PS3.
Gamefly.
Yeah, my PS3 came with Drake's Fortune, and then I bought Gamefly, and so I had my Gamefly subscription, and I had Uncharted 2 for like 2 or 3 months, and then that was when I returned it to GameStop. I never purchased it because at that point I had played a bunch of the multiplayer, I had played the story, and I was like, cool, right. I get it, I'm into it, this game's fun. And then I bought Uncharted 3 when I was having my wisdom teeth taken out. And so when I had my wisdom teeth taken out and I was recovering from a wisdom teeth, I actually, because I couldn't sleep because my, you know, your mouth hurts and because they removed stuff that used to be in it. I couldn't sleep. So I couldn't really talk. I just remember I had a notepad. And so I like wrote on it and was like, can you go to Target Uncharted 3 PS3? Drake's Deception or whatever, and like I like put like $60 and I like handed it to my mom and was like, can you get that and whatever, like they went out to eat or something and like they came back and they had got it for me and like I played it straight through basically
because
I couldn't sleep. I couldn't fall asleep because my mouth hurt so much that I couldn't lay on my side and I don't sleep on my back. So it was like It was just so uncomfortable. So I was just like, there's nothing I can do. So I just sat there and I played through Uncharted 3, and then I was playing multiplayer. But nice. I remember that, like, cause I played through like to the next day to beat it.
Dang.
And that's the story of Uncharted 3, everyone. Yeah. I mean, the only other thing that I've been playing that was new and fun was Sparrow Racing on Destiny.
I still need to try that good things.
We'll play after this because it's actually pretty fun. It's dumb fun. It's like dumb fun, right? Like some people are like, oh, I think it's stupid. I think they should take this out of the game. It's like, just don't play it.
Right, yeah.
Like it's not like it's there in place of something else, right? Like multiplayer mm-hmm. still exists, the single player still exists, yeah. the raid still exists. Like go nuts, go do something else.
Yeah, do
like if you don't like it, just don't play it. Like it doesn't matter. That's my whole thing.
Right.
So, but I think the Sparrow Racing's fun. What's cool is so they changed, you know, those three of coins things.
Mm-hmm.
They changed that. So now you can use those on anything, like any multiplayer. So you could potentially get an exotic for completing a match in like Sparrow Racing or completing a multiplayer thing. Like you don't have to go like farm bosses anymore.
Really? So yeah. We don't have to run through playlists anymore.
Nope. I mean, you could, cause you'd still get like playlist yeah. gear. But it's another option.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yep.
It's changing the grind.
Changing up the grind.
I can respect that.
Yeah. Plus, I mean, the Sparrow Racing is temporary anyways. It's not going to be here forever.
No, yeah. So. It's like a timed thing.
Yeah. I mean, it's like anything else. It's like Iron Banner, Trials of Osiris.
Trials, yeah.
It's just another thing, you know? And I think, hey, props to Bungie for at least trying something different, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's not a big deal if they're like, hey, let me throw this into the game. Like, why not? Let them do it. Like, trust me, if the community doesn't like it, then it won't be a big deal. People will go figure it out, and they'll do something else.
It's true. It's very true.
So.
It's like, don't somebody the call dropped.
No, I had to move my head. I moved the headset mic thing.
Oh, gotcha.
So, nope. No call drops here. But yeah, so that's, I mean, honestly, in a nutshell, that's kind of what I've been up to, right? I've been playing a lot of the Uncharted 4. I have been, I did some Sparrow Racing. I played a little Drawn to Death earlier today.
How is that?
It's... I don't know.
Discussed it before.
It's Jaffe's game.
Mm.
And it's fine. I don't... Mm-hmm. It's like... It's not for
it's
me.
Still,
it's just... I don't okay, think it's not for me, your, right? It's four-player, online, deathmatch or team deathmatch. You know, it's third-person shoot-em-up, but, you know, you've got characters with, like, abilities and whatnot, and it's... It's fine, but, like, meh. Yeah,
gotcha.
Meh. Like, the idea of playing a team deathmatch where it's 2v2 just doesn't seem fun.
Isn't there a mode like that on Destiny, though, I thought?
2v2?
Yeah.
Well, Trials of Osiris is 3v3.
I thought there was a... Yeah, I thought there was a mode where it's a 2 versus 2. Oh, no, 2 versus 2 versus 2. Never mind.
No, that was in Uncharted. That was three team deathmatch.
Oh, three team deathmatch. Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
Never mind, and I'm just going crazy.
Yep. Yeah, three team deathmatch was Uncharted. And then in Destiny, there's Skirmish, which is 3-on-3, or there's Trials of Osiris, which is the competitive 3v3. But just 2v2, and, like, the maps aren't so big that, like, a 2v2 map would feel, like, super spacious. I gotta play more than just like maybe an hour of the game, hour or two max, to like kind of really get a feel for it. But like right now I'm not into it,
right?
You know, and that's like, I don't want to be the guy who's like, oh, I played an hour or two and I know I'm not going to be into it. But like if I'm not into the game,
it's not
by like not by so by like hour two, it's probably not happening.
Mm.
And I'm just like, that's just me being, and I think most gamers, most people in general, you know, after a certain amount of time, you know you're not going to like something, right? Like, you're not going to watch a two-hour movie and then, like, an hour and 45 minutes in be like, wow, I'm so glad I stuck through this hour and 45-minute movie, right? Like, you're going to know within, like, maybe first half hour whether or not you like a movie. And my guess is you'll probably know before that. So it's like, I'm willing to bet that I just probably won't change my opinion on the game. Sorry, Jaffe. Sorry. I think it's cool. I think it's cool that a lot of people seem to like it a lot. I don't know. Meh. I can't. And then, like, and of course I say meh, and that was, Jaffe was ripping somebody apart on one of the, he was on the San Diego stream when they were showing it off, and like somebody said that in the chat, and he's like, that's like the worst fucking description you could ever give to anything. Meh. Like, what the fuck does that mean? And
yeah.
Like, and honestly, really, the game just doesn't appeal to me. It just doesn't. Like, the art style is cool. I appreciate it. It's different, right? But it's not what, it's not what I want. One, I want more players. Especially because all that means is that if everyone starts to really like the game, we all have to be in separate parties, right? We all have to be broken up.
Yeah, which is stupid.
You know,
I don't want to do that.
Like, that's annoying. And it's like, it's not a squad. It's not like a co-op game where, like, you know, we're running through Halo together and, like, there's some big story arc. It's the two of us playing two other people in an online match. And it's the first to 5 points, but if you die, you lose a point.
Ugh.
So it's like, yeah, that means either really good people are going to finish a match really quick, or like if you're average players, a couple people are going to gain a couple points ahead, and then you could really get screwed over and lose a lot of points and then end up losing a match.
Nope.
It's an interesting dynamic, but it's, you know, again, it's just not for me. You know, I wasn't blown away by it. The gameplay is tight. You know, the controls are fine from a third person perspective. There's a variety of different weapons. They're neat, but
just meh.
If I'm gonna play like a shoot 'em up style multiplayer game, I want it to be tighter than where I think it's gonna be by the time it comes out. That's what I'm saying. You know, it's playful. The art style is cool. You know, there's a variety of different characters, and they all kind of have, like, special effects. But, meh. I just – and, like, I, that's the thing. I feel bad because I keep saying, like, meh. But, like, really, I just – there's – I just – it's not appealing to me.
Nothing would keep you – or nothing would make you come back.
Yeah, it's not – it doesn't – I didn't leave the game wanting to jump back into it, right? But, like, I will – go back into it. I'll play it with a friend. You know, I'll just play some more deathmatch. I'll play some more team deathmatch, and we'll see how it goes. But, like, if the core of that gameplay is just, like, deathmatch, like, and team deathmatch, and there's no other, like, modes or, like, objectives or something that kind of keeps it fresh and keeps it different, it's very unlikely I will keep, you know, that I will keep playing that game.
Fair enough. Yeah. Have to watch a video or something. See if anyone, or is anyone allowed to put up?
I streamed it, so I'm pretty sure you can. I haven't received a cease and desist.
Just to say, if you do decide,
if this podcast is shut down after episode 49, we know why. Okay. yeah, it's I've seen people posting, I've seen people streaming.
Okay.
So I would think that it's totally kosher to do it.
Check it out then.
If it's not, then whoops.
Sorry.
Yeah. But I know other people had streamed it, so I'm going to just be like, I'll just play dumb.
Right? But hey, not my chin, not my problem.
I didn't know. Yeah, not my chin, not my stream, not my problem. That's what I say.
Way.
No way. But yeah, so that's pretty much it. I got to finish... hopefully by next week's podcast, I'll have finished Tales from the Borderlands and Fallout 4.
Nice.
Because I want to put those back into my Game of the Year considerations. And I think I'm also going to fire up Dying Light. To go back into Dying Light, maybe check out some of that DLC, and just refresh myself about the
Well, hey,
gameplay and the mechanics.
you want to play it again, I'll join you.
Yeah. I also got to play some stuff on Xbox and go through that, you know, 'cause there are some Xbox games that were definitely year of the game contenders, game of the year contenders. So I got to make
Check
that
those
list.
out.
Check it twice.
It's true. I will compile a list as well.
But as far as I am concerned, I believe that'll do it for
Think, yeah.
episode 49.
You covered it pretty well.
You got any shout outs, sir?
Still no shout outs.
No shout outs?
Yeah. I mean,
No tip? Nope, I still have some gum. Okay. It's getting to that time of the year, everybody. Home Alone. Home Alone 2, Lost in New York, Christmas Miracle. But no, my shout outs this week, Penguin Rage. He is one of the MVPs that I met at PSX. That's his streaming channel. I believe it's Penguin Rage is the Twitter or the Twitch, but it's like Penguin Rage Live is the Twitter. It'll be correct in the notes on the show. But
Right.
and when I tweet out the initial link, usually I include the shoutouts in it. So it's either at Penguin Rage or at Penguin Rage Live. But he's a good dude. He was streaming some games, streaming on Until Dawn the other day. So that'll be fun to see him finish that out. I enjoy that game and hate it at the same time. Which, if you want to know my thoughts on it, go listen to the episode that we did with Christine Steimer,
Steimer.
where we talked about the whole show was un the whole podcast was Until Dawn, and it's spoilers. So if
Oh,
you
yeah. If
haven't
you
played
have
it,
not played it, do not listen to it.
yeah, play the game, then listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
But like I said, that'll do it. That'll close us out for episode 49. We will be back for the last podcast of the year, episode 50, in 1 week's time.
Yeah.
And I think until then, as always, we will catch you.
On the goddamn flip, yo. All right, that's fine.
I kind of just want to be like, "What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Game Over Greggy Show. I'm one of your hosts,
Steal
alongside
their
the producer slash seducer, M Tong One,
like
the
my
pride of
host.
Long Island over here on the right."